Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Time to check in with Dean Richards and get the morning entertainment report, starting with the daytime Emmy nominations that were announced yesterday. Hi, Dean.
Yeah, good morning. These are some of the shows and performers that got nods for daytime Emmy Awards, not primetime, but daytime, for outstanding dramas for the soap operas Bold and the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, and The Young and the Restless. For Best Game Show, Family Feud, Jeopardy, Let's Make a Deal, Price is Right, Wheel of Fortune, and for Outstanding Entertainment Talk Show, Drew Barrymore, Ellen DeGeneres, Kelly Clarkson, Kelly and Ryan, and The Today Show with Hoda and Jenna all have been nominated. Those are, you know, some of the major categories. The actual awards themselves will be given out on June 25th this year.
And we also heard that Johnny Knoxville has finally had enough, hasn't he?
I can't believe he's lasted this long, figuratively and otherwise. He has announced that he is retiring from the Jackass franchise, the MTV series that turned into motion pictures, very, very successful motion pictures, in which, you know, they would the crew would go around the country and, you know, do these unbelievable things that put their lives in great jeopardy every single time, causing a great amount of injury. But now Johnny Knoxville says that after 20 years of doing this, there are only so many chances that you can take before something you do becomes irreversible. He says he's 50 years old now, and it takes longer for him to recover from the stunts and the hits and the smashes and all that they do on that show. But don't cry in your breakfast this morning. Thank goodness there will be a new Jackass movie coming out in October of this year. It'll be the fourth in the franchise, and I can't wait to call in sick that day that we have to go see.
Listen, it's amazing he made it to 50.
Yeah, considering some of the things that he does.
Yeah, no kidding.
And all the people, all the regulars in that series. That's one of these movie franchises where, you know, I sit to review the movie and feel embarrassed that I'm sitting there, that, you know, are people going to recognize me sitting in a theater watching really some of the disgusting things that happened in that movie? I don't mean to sound highfalutin, but...
Don't you want the kids to dig you, Dean? Come on.
Yeah, the kids love their Uncle Dean because they watch you, throw yourself into the side of a barn and crash through the wall.
What did Marilyn Manson do? Why is Marilyn Manson in trouble?
Oh, what hasn't Marilyn Manson done, really? But there's a new arrest warrant that's just been issued for him in the state of New Hampshire. Apparently, he was doing a concert in 2019. And, you know, they set up their own camera people for these shows to put it up on big screens and, you know, to record it for play later on. And at one point during the show, Marilyn Manson is alleged to have spit in the face of a cameraman who was shooting the show. So the arrest warrant was issued for assault. And now authorities in New Hampshire are saying that he and his attorneys never even responded to the state to answer the charges. They say he continues to duck these charges, so he's also in trouble for that now. Marilyn Manson's people say that they have been in contact with the state ever since the warrant was originally issued. So, you know, that's going to play out in court. Much more serious is that Marilyn Manson is also being alleged to have committed sexual assault on several women in California. There have not been formal charges against him for that, but there have been quite a few allegations about that, and that probably also will break wide open also.
I ran into Marilyn Manson one time at a restaurant here in Chicago.
Wow.
Went over to say hello, and I have to say that he couldn't have been more friendly and charming and seemingly normal at
really?
That time. Yeah.
Did he have the full makeup on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Looked crazy. Yeah. No question, but there he was.
Please tell me this was like an Applebee's or you know, like something all American.
No, RPM steak.
Oh my, fancy!
Yeah,
fancy.
We'll get to Phil Donahue and Marlo Thomas, and also Sebastian the Crab with Dean coming up in a moment.
VictoryAutoWreckers.com.
VictoryAutoWreckers.com.
Dean will now take time out from his Victory Auto Wreckers commercials to tell us about the story that we talked about yesterday. A Wall Street Journal mentioned this, but I guess it's official now. Amazon bought MGM. Huh?
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
I mean, Amazon, their biggest acquisition prior to this was when they bought Whole Foods. But the deal was, announced this morning that Amazon picks up the 97-year-old film and TV studio for $8.4 billion, which is absolutely amazing. MGM, you know, is one of the longest-running studios with the famous Roaring Lion at the beginning of their films. They gave us movies like Singing in the Rain and Wizard of Oz and Gone with the Wind, among many others. So, you know, Amazon, now we can look for them to get even more into the motion picture business than they were before. They would occasionally put something out. They were mostly on their Prime Video service, you know, putting out original, old and also original TV series. But most prominent in this whole deal is the new James Bond movie, No Time to Die, which at the moment is scheduled to be released in theaters only on October the 8th, but now with Amazon owning the company, will it also go to theaters? Will it? I doubt it will only go to theaters as long as Amazon's involved. They're going to want to, put some of that on their streaming service as well. They also, part of the deal with this is that Amazon would own part of the rights to the James Bond franchise, but they can only own 50% of the spy franchise. Barbara Broccoli and her brother Michael Wilson, who own the whole thing, they will always retain 50% of the rights to James Bond. But I have to think, you know, just the James Bond series alone makes this a huge deal for them. While a lot of their old motion pictures were sold off years ago, as was their studio lot, which Sony Entertainment now owns, they still do own rights to lots and lots and lots of old movies, about 4,000 of them, including the Rocky franchise and Silence of the Lambs and RoboCop and many others. But this is, you know, really, really, really big Hollywood news this morning.
So when we see the new Bond movie, the opening won't have a lion, but there will be an Amazon box opening up probably to start the
either
picture.
Either that or Jeff Bezos will be in the little thing roaring.
Fans of The Little Mermaid are in mourning today, aren't they?
Yeah, this is sad. The Academy Award-winning Disney animated motion picture that is probably best known for this song, lost the person.
Under the sea, under the sea, darling, it's better down where it's wetter, take it from me.
So that is, of course, the song Under the Sea that is voiced by the actor named Samuel E. Wright. He gave us the voice of Sebastian the Crab. He passed away of prostate cancer at his home in Walden, New York, yesterday. In addition to this, his most famous role, he originated the role of Mufasa in The Lion King on Broadway. He was in the original Broadway production of Jesus Christ Superstar in 1971 and also starred in Pippin just a few years after that. But this is the role that he will forever be remembered best for, Sebastian the Crab.
And you had a chance to talk to Phil Donahue and Marlo Thomas about their new book. They have some marriage tips, don't they?
Yeah, the book is all about marriage. It came out about a year ago, called "What Makes a Marriage Last," and they interviewed all of these famous couples who have been married for a period of time. The book has just come out in paperback. So we hooked up with them yesterday on our satellite hookup here, and they talked about their own marriage longevity. They, almost to the day, have been married for 41 years now, that started on WGN in our Studio 2, where we do the morning news. That's where Phil Donahue used to do his show. And she was a guest on his show, and they could not have been more flirty with each other during this whole thing. So I wanted to find out the key to their marriage longevity.
Well, I think other than the fact that we love each other and we find each other sexually attractive and those things, that we have taken the time to learn how to be patient and accommodate each other's differences.
So who would you say is most flirty between the two of you?
I think we've always flirted a little bit with each other from the first moment we met. And I think if you, you know, find your husband attractive and you want to get his attention and you want to engage him, you flirt with him.
Yeah, and I have a habit of kind of, you know, when her back is to me, I walk up to her and squeeze her right cheek.
Attaboy.
I did that once, and the woman turned around, and it wasn't Marla. So, you know. I mean,
Mary Ann's in for a big surprise when you come home from work today.
I imagine Phil walking around the house saying, "Is the wife there? Is the wife there?" Dean Cook's today on TV a little after 9:30. What are you making?
Doing some burgers on the grill today. I've got six different kind of burgers that I'm doing on the grill today. Get everybody ready for Memorial Day. And as always, the potential for me setting myself on fire behind the grill, always very high. So
that's why we watch.
Tune in.
Well, we'll talk to you tomorrow. See if you're out of the hospital by then.
Okay, thank you.